time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Failed CEO Bonus Receiver.
Mr. Failed CEO Bonus Receiver.
Generally speaking, if an executive runs a company into the ground, only to be saved by billions of taxpayer bucks, they get fired. Not you. No, you get a multi-million dollar attaboy.
Way to go, you incompetent jerk.
Gee, why don't they give you a medal while they're at it?
Something we can strangle you with, yeah.
So the next time you hear about a corporate president who saved his precious bonus because everyone else saved his butt with a bailout, don't get mad. Get really, really mad at Mr. Failed CEO Bonus Receiver, a real American hero.
Mr. Failed CEO Bonus Receiver.
What else can I say? Except we hate you.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Kara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sam.
It's Wednesday, September 15th. Well, we want to remind everybody who is here. Who is here on the mic this morning. So, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Sam.
Yes. You made it, and I'm glad.
Oh, you're
I'm
sweet.
Proud of you. I'm really proud of you. Every day you make it here.
Well, where am I going to...
I'm grateful.
You're so sweet. What he's saying is, I'm
being sarcastic.
I know.
Shut up.
Oh. Well, hey.
Well, hey.
You know, yeah. You can't have it all.
I suppose I can't, huh?
No.
Well, at least if I could have a co-host that gets you on time, I'd be happy. But you made it barely.
You know, we're here. We're rocking.
We're
and
here.
Rolling.
That's all that matters,
I
right?
I piss off guests. Yeah. Get here a minute before the show.
Yeah. The hell if we start a couple minutes late. It's not a big deal.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Starting like 10:01 versus us having shows canceled and people emailing that way, I think that's fine.
Yeah, but why would we compare it to that?
No, we I mean, I just think shows. I'm looking at it more as like from somebody that's listening. They're mm-hmm. waiting a minute versus they're having to skip a show.
They don't have to skip a show. Nobody has to skip a show. We're always here. We're always here.
Okay.
And if not, we have replays. People always have something to listen to.
That's true.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm doing well.
That's good.
So yeah, a good mood is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Look at you. You look so sleepy.
I am sleepy. I went to an audition last night for a singer for like a cabaret type show.
How cool.
Yeah, it was okay. It was interesting. It was this really nice place in Marina Del Rey, really gorgeous restaurant with a full-blown concert like area.
Really?
Yeah, it was really nice. But it's like, you know when people don't have their shit together and they're running something?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I'm really not in a position to judge. I'm just saying. You show up, this person's trying to be the captain, this person's trying to be the captain. They both have different needs. One's trying to fulfill this show, this other person's launching this show. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, I'm dressed there looking ridiculous, like, okay, because, you know, it's more of a burlesque type dressing, so it's just mm-hmm. the makeup's ridiculous, the hair is ridiculous, and I'm kind of like...
Yeah, did you kind of overdo the makeup and stuff?
Well, I didn't overdo it, I just went costume ready.
I see,
you know?
Okay.
But if you're trying to have a business conversation with somebody and you get these crazy eyelashes and like your hair is out to the side, you know, like feet, 5 feet away from your head, and you're like, listen, guys, what's the deal? What are we doing here? What's yeah. going on? You know, it's just funny. It's yeah. a funny scene.
So what were you wearing?
I was wearing a cabaret-esque outfit, just something like, you know, sequin-y and crazy.
You own something like that?
I have tons of crazy outfits.
Really?
Yeah, I have a lot of costumes.
Oh, cool.
So now I have another costume in my car that adds to the Bumblebee costume that's already in my car.
There you go.
Yeah, I've got a bumblebee costume, and I got a pair of fishnets.
Why do you have a bumblebee costume?
I went to a fair downtown, like an expo, and a friend of a friend's band was playing, and they asked us to come on stage and dress in costumes and dance.
Yeah.
During their set, so we did. So I.
The stuff you expose yourself to is amazing.
Yes, I wore a bumblebee costume. People loved it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Maybe they were laughing at you. Who knows?
I know. They kept coming up to me to take pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's another business idea I can come up with.
There you go. Wear costumes
and get people to take photos with you.
Yeah.
Because it's a tourist town, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Stand on Hollywood Boulevard.
They got rid of those people. Did you hear about the street performers?
Yeah, I know. But you'll find a place there, I'm sure.
I'll find a place. They'll ticket you.
Really?
You'll get fined.
Yeah. That sucks. I mean, it took away from the vibe, you know?
It was kind of fun walking down that street and being afraid if you're going to get mauled.
Yeah,
or,
by
you know,
Spider-Man
or the Marilyn that's 80 years old that's out there. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Now they're not.
No, it was. It was part of the scene on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, it was crazy. And now it's like, oh.
Were they, like, bothering people and stuff?
I think that it just got so, there's so many of them, and it is aggressive. I mean, these people are trying to make money, so they'll kind of walk up to you. Like, some of the guys are full blown body painted up as like some extraterrestrial, comic book character, and they're kind of scary. They walk up to you like, and kind of like they're like start standing near you and looking at you, and they're in character, so it kind of freaks you out a bit.
I know.
Yeah.
They've had some weird ones there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember which was the weirdest one I've seen.
I don't know.
Do have some characters and stuff, but
I mean, there was somebody did a documentary on them. I forgot the name of it, but it, like, in it, Spider-Man and, like, Batman got in a fight.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah. I think there used to be someone there on stilts or something, right?
Yeah, there's probably all that stuff.
They're like really weird.
I mean, it's kind of like Comic-Con. Have you been to Comic-Con?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. But
have you been there?
Yeah, I worked.
Such a geeky place, huh?
No, it's very Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's very Hollywood. It's changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. It's not just your geek comic book thing. It's all sci-fi shows, movies. They debut films. They premiere. They premiere their films. They premiere the new shows.
Yeah.
It's very Hollywood. I mean, True Blood was there. Dexter was there.
You went this year?
No, I went last year. I worked for the Dexter show.
I see. Okay.
Doing promo. Uh-huh. And it was interesting. So but everybody, like all these people show up and they're dressed like lots of Wonder Woman, lots of people just dressed in their own weird costumes.
Right.
And it's kind of become this huge event. So it started off small and now
it's a big deal.
It sells out within a couple months. And they're like, they've been thinking for the last couple of years to relocate it, but it's going to lose its feel because the San Diego Convention Center, whatever it's called, it's not big enough.
It's not, huh?
No, it is like, I was even, you have the inside, which is, you know, the actual convention center, and then you have outside of the convention center, which is its own convention, literally.
Really?
There's so much going on that you can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but it sells out so quick.
Has it always been in San Diego, do you think?
I think it has always been in San Diego.
Really?
They had another one, I think they did in Long Beach, I'm not sure. But they're considering moving it to Las Vegas. But that would totally change the feel of it. It's, you know, San Diego's gorgeous and it's so nice and
But Vegas is more conducive to
Vegas just has the capacity. I mean, it just has the capacity for huge venues. But if they want to just keep letting it sell out within 1 or 2 months, and then that's all they're ever gonna have. I think I don't know how
that would probably be cool. Maybe next year I'll go. We'll get a press pass or something.
Yeah, I want to go. Yeah.
I'm sure
hook
you
it
do.
Up. Hook
okay,
it up.
We'll
I
hook
go
it
there.
Up.
We'll hook it up. Hook it up.
But it's going to be a while. It was just, it just happened when? A couple months ago? 3 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
It was pretty recent.
So we're going to have to wait a whole year.
What shall I do? I don't know. So I got another part-time gig.
Oh, you did. Congratulations.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
I'm a nanny on the weekends.
A nanny on the weekends.
Every other weekend.
Really? Well, that should be good. I mean, are you good with kids? Do you like
kids? I love kids, actually, but I don't like their parents, usually. I find the parents are a lot more difficult than the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, this person is a single dad. He seems really nice. He seems really, like, an attentive guy. Mm-hmm. But usually, there's just this, they're crazy families, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in there, you're trying to, like, establish boundaries with the kids and get them on a routine or whatever, and the parents come in and they just screw it all up.
Yeah. So that's a single dad. How many kids?
Two kids.
Two kids.
Yeah.
How old are they?
I think they're like 5 and 7.
Really?
Yeah.
And he has to raise them by himself?
No, he's joint custody. He only has them every other weekend.
I see. Okay.
So it's more like helping him with get ready for things they do. We'll find out. I'm doing some of it this weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, though, that he gets them on the weekend and he would get a nanny to help.
Well, I thought, but it's not because he's going to just leave them with me.
Right.
And he's going to have me help, like, be with him, with his kids, which people do that, which I don't like, but whatever. Mm. I'd rather just have the kids.
Yeah.
But the parent is always a weird thing. But sometimes they get, like, a mother's helper is what they call it. In this case, it's not a mom. But basically, you're there and you help, you know, put the kids' shoes on and get them ready for, like, you know, their school, whatever.
I don't see why you need help with that, though. I mean, when my kids were young, I used to do it all by myself, you know. It's not a big deal. And they were much younger, too. You know, obviously, for a while they were.
And, yeah. I don't know if people do that. They basically, they just want to
spend... not everybody can handle it, you know.
They just want to spend the time with the kid. They don't want to, like, work on the bathing and the cooking the meals.
Yeah, but that's part of the parenting, you know?
I agree, but, you know, when I make it rich and have money and have kids, I might get a nanny.
You will get a nanny.
But I'm not to raise my kids. I mean, but I would have a nanny.
To help you out.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, look, if you do it every day, you know, you get...
If you can afford it, like, if you want to go, just... I mean, I have, you know, like I said, I have friends that have kids that, like, they can't even go get a coffee.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, I think I'm going to, you know, get some help with it.
Yeah.
Somebody to do some of the stuff.
Well, good. I'm glad for you.
We'll see that. Maybe I'll be a cabaret singer. That'll work out great.
Yeah.
What else? They wanted to videotape me. I was like, hell no.
Why?
I said, I'm in the media. You cannot videotape me. This gets out.
I'm too important. Yeah.
Well, I played it off like it's not that I'm important or anybody knows me. It's that I can't misrepresent the station I'm with. I use that line.
Is that what you did?
Because I know that's true for some people that work at certain stations.
Uh-huh.
They can't have certain things out there attached to
what
their brand, basically.
Yeah.
So I use that excuse.
Although here you can do whatever
I know,
you want.
I kind of played it off like I couldn't. Because I was like, it's the regulations. Just turn that camera the heck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it a cool restaurant?
It's like it's a concert restaurant. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. If I start working there, you have to come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to give out the name of it? Or,
No, not unless I get it.
I see. Okay. Why promote the
show? Yeah, why not? Yeah, they're not getting it.
Yeah.
You ain't getting my business, shit. You don't hire me. You ain't getting my business. So that's how that shit goes. You want to hire me, then I'll promote
you. So how many people were there for the audition?
There are about 3 other dancers there.
Oh, so that's not too bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like a big, huge open call. And 2 other guys running the ship trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people are just a-holes. Like, one of the guys there, and this is always the case with bald guys. They're just too much testosterone, and they want to control and manipulate. And I'm a strong personality. Obviously, that's not going to work with me. He had this need to have certain types of dancers for an event that he's throwing, which is like a belly dancer type person.
Right.
But not necessarily belly dancing, but like kind of that... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of...
Eastern type of music.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to do it. I can fake a lot of stuff, but...
No, belly dancing is hard to fake.
Not necessarily belly dancing. Even that that takes more training, actually. But even just moving to that kind of sound, you know, it's a different kind of... You know, it's like your body's just a snake the whole time, whatever. So he's like, well, I'm looking for this. And all of us were like, we don't do that. Cause, except for one girl did it, and she did a great job. But he was like, can you guys try it? And I was like, this is not going to be pretty. I said, I'm a good dancer, but I'm primarily a singer, you know.
Uh-huh.
I prefaced that. And I got on stage, and I had my crazy burlesque outfit on that looks nothing like this. And he's like, hey, ding, dang, 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 dang. And I start trying to like, hey, ding, ding. I start trying to move to it, and I'm like, I feel like such an idiot. And I did. I look like an idiot. I totally look like an idiot. And he said something like, yeah, you're probably a better singer than... I said, hey.
So you made a fool out of yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's all...
Yeah, all in good fun.
I mean, it wasn't like my dreams are crushed. It wasn't like embarrassing him. It's just funny because it was one of those, well, I'll go for it.
Yeah, what the hell? It's a job.
Shoot, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Let's see if they get into this. No, but he was kind of a little bit of rude. That's one dude was kind of rude. He's just kind of like, I don't know, people in their little attitudes.
Really?
Yeah, the other guy was really cool, though. Which is cool, because the guy that was cool really liked me, and he's talking about having me do one of the rooms there and kind of putting together the whole show. So that would be fun.
Well, good.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know until the check's in the mail, right?
Well, we wish you luck with that.
I wish you luck with what? I wish you luck with that, too.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this weekend?
With your gigs, you know?
What are we at Thursday yet?
No, it's Wednesday today.
Gosh, really?
You're already talking about the weekend?
Let's get it going.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll get this weekend started early. I don't mind.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I don't know. It's too long. It's still a few days away. I don't know what the hell. I got to do something. I know I keep saying that, but, you know.
Well, does your wife ever want to do something special? Does she ever go, let's do this?
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
You just have to understand that we can't really leave for the weekend because half of it we have to be here to work.
Oh.
You know? So it's hard. Like Friday and Saturday, we have to be here ourselves, you know? So it's kind of hard to get away. So, you know, we wait for a special occasion or something, and then we get away.
What about the dude that's working here?
Well, yeah, but he takes a couple of days off also.
Tell him he can't.
Okay, I will.
I'm just playing.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you hear that Jennifer Lopez on American Idol, it's final, she's getting $12 million.
For how many years? Or is that for one season?
It's probably like for... she settled for a cool $12 million. They're not saying for how long. That's pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, good for her. I think she'd be a good fit.
You think so? Yeah.
I mean, from the performance-y pop end of it, you know?
Right.
I think she'd be a good fit.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, she hasn't been around. She's not that hot anymore.
No, she still is. She's not the thing. You know, I don't think she's got the same kind of, you know... But if she wanted to, she could, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't think she's that dated. But, you know, the question is what they're asking is, can she really revive the show? Mm-hmm. The show didn't need reviving. The show needed sustaining. And that's the question. It's not...
Well, the reviving really is after Simon leaves, you know?
Yeah.
Or left already, right?
Yeah.
And they need to be able to keep that show going, you know? And I think it's going to be very difficult for them, if not impossible, to repeat the success they had earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's the backbone of the show, so it's kind of like one of those
exactly.
things.
What is the show going to be like, you know?
Mm.
And so then they're saying also they're throwing a lot of names around. Like, of course, we talked about Aerosmith, Steve Tyler.
Yeah.
They said, who said this? He said he will probably be a judge. Then they're also considering Shania Twain, Harry Connick Jr., Elton John, and Chris Isaac. Elton John, that...
He's just,
I don't know. That he doesn't fit in there. He's too big for American
I
Idol.
I feel like he's way too huge.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't do it, man.
He's too huge.
Can't whore yourself out like that.
Did you hear that? Don't whore yourself out for $15 million. You don't need it.
Yeah, Elton doesn't need that kind of money, man.
Although, the thing with Elton John is I feel like out of everybody, he's like a really strong musician. I mean,
around.
I mean, he's just probably, they'd be really, really honored to have him.
Yeah. He's a legend, you know?
Yeah, he's a legend.
But so is Steven Tyler, you
Steven
know?
Tyler, too, yeah. But I feel like Steven Tyler is really rock and roll.
Yeah, he could probably get into it.
Yeah. I think that would be, I mean, shoot, that's.
Yeah, I'll bet you, you know, with J-Lo and Steven Tyler on there, people would watch it. It may not be a great show, but people will watch it. You know, they're high
what do you
profile.
Think? What do you think about personalities and stuff?
I don't know what their personalities are like. So
because that's the problem. That's the part that made the show work was
right.
that it was the cast of the judges were personality driven.
Right.
I mean, Paula Abdul, whatever. But you know, she was really passive, but it worked.
Yeah, it did work with her, believe it or not.
It worked. And then you had Simon, who obviously Simon, and he really brought the intensity and the real critical.
Yeah, the honesty.
The real critical eye. Yeah. And then Randy came a little bit more from it, like moderate. And I thought that they all worked really well together, and it was a good chemistry. And
right.
I think you can have people that individually are really strong in their craft or strong solo, but not necessarily they have the right chemistry.
Right. Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. And they, like you said, they can be great musicians, but maybe not a lot of personality.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Steven Tyler, Elton John, J-Lo. I wonder how that would go down.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see.
I feel like that's not enough masculinity, even though you've got Steven Tyler and Elton John.
Yeah.
I feel like they need a strong masculine voice and a strong feminine voice
mm.
for
yeah.
the chemistry part.
Yeah.
They're obviously...
Like Howard Stern would have been perfect for this.
Well, his personality would have. I don't feel like his. Yeah. I don't feel like his expertise. I don't feel like.
Not necessarily. I mean, he's made some careers, you know, single-handedly, you know, just by featuring people.
But that's because he's a radio and his show is pop. He's good at what he does.
But he's able to recognize musicians and stuff. I mean, I'm not saying he's a genius in music, but neither was Ellen DeGeneres. You know.
No, she was just. We didn't know what the hell she was doing on that. Yeah. She didn't know what she was doing on it. She was like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to leave."
I know.
How long was she on it?
Only a few months, wasn't it? Yeah, just a few months.
Yeah.
And then she left. They probably kicked her out. I can't imagine.
No, I think that she. I think she left.
Why would she leave after joining so soon?
Because it was weird. She's like, this is weird, you know. I don't blame her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really have that. It's out of her element.
Yeah. So why did she take it in the first place? That's my question.
Maybe you thought, damn, the money's good and I can make this work. And
I'm
then you're
sure.
Like,
I'm sure that's what she thought. But she wasn't the right person for it at all.
She said herself, she's like, I told him I wouldn't leave them in a bind and then I would hold off. And then that's what she did until they kind of got it together.
Yeah. Yeah, like she really carried the show.
Yeah, well, I think she's just, she said she would, I think she's realizing that she just wasn't the best fit for that kind of show. It was awkward.
Yeah.
Did you ever see any of her on it?
No. No, I haven't. I haven't kept up with American Idol.
No, I haven't. She just basically said she didn't feel like it was a good fit for her.
Yeah. I think the best part is the auditions.
Mm-hmm.
The early auditions. Those are like the funniest things ever. You know, when they tour the cities and they find the...
You like seeing people be humiliated.
Yeah, I mean, because they're crazy. I mean, many people, you look at them and you go, what is this guy thinking? You know, why is he here? And it's a comedy, of the human condition.
Well, it's just kind of sad because they really, I mean, there's people that really, 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 it taps into their dreams.
Oh, absolutely.
Their talent maybe doesn't match up, but it's just so intense, you know. And it's easy, and you know what, and yeah, it's entertaining, but it's really easy to sit back and never go for something and laugh at people that do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you should also be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself, you know, be honest with yourself.
Yeah, and that's partly the humor.
I'm not star material, you know. Yeah, that's the humor.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
And some of the really ridiculous ones we don't want to talk about, and then they become stars. Like, what was his name? William Hung? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Living La Vida Loca or something he was singing.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, so some of these things are pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying, like...
But, you know, they got to take this show seriously.
Yeah. But it's got its thing. It's got its formula.
Yeah.
So...
it's got its thing.
So you put us on... You put a Facebook posting of us on your thing?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're reclaiming our status.
Reminding people about our being on the Frontier 50.
Hey, you losers. We were at a war-winning show. Where the hell have you been? Where the hell have you been? Get in and listen to this show. Did you tag me in it? No, you did not.
No, was I supposed to tag you?
Because when you tag me, it shows up on my Facebook page.
Okay.
And then people look at it and they go, shit, you know, shit.
That's true. Okay, I'll tag you next time.
No, it's not a big deal. It's fine. I tell everybody anyway. So they
all know. You might as well do some work on Facebook. You don't post anything.
You know, I just kind of feel like you got to have something fun to say. And sometimes I do.
And you don't?
I do. And sometimes...
You very rarely post there, right?
I posted...
reply to some people.
I repost... Ooh, somebody's stalking me on Facebook. Tell me how you really feel.
No, it just... it just occurred to me. I go through the, you know, through the live stream there, and I realize you never write anything. So I go to your page, and there's nothing there.
Well, people write on my page.
Yeah.
Like, I have a guy that just found us on Sam and Karen in the Morning.
Yeah, and he writes on your page?
He just posted, thanks for having me, started listening to you guys.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
We're famous. Watch out, world.
Do you have people spamming your page and shit sometimes?
What is that?
Bullshit. Like, just bullshit that they put on there, you know?
Like, give me an example.
Sometimes they try to advertise. I mean, on our LA Talk Radio page on Facebook, people... spam it all the time, and I just remove everything, you know, and just keep the
Like Viagra or anything weird like that?
Yeah, things like that, you know. But also there's people, you know.
I get those people that like to send...
Yeah, like all these, like, gifts, like virtual gifts and shit.
Yeah.
And invite you to games and apps and that. It's like, leave me alone, get off my page, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't have something to say, don't post shit on there. Because it's all going to be gone.
That's really funny. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I don't get a lot of that. I get the gift thing. And I get the weird, if I'm on Facebook too long, or not even too long, I'll start getting people wanting to chat that I don't want to chat with. Nobody that's listening to the show, everybody that chats with me on the show, I love you.
Right.
So.
You can make yourself invisible, you know.
How do you do that?
In the privacy settings. You can make yourself invisible so you're on, but nobody knows you're on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you maybe don't appear on that list.
It's not that big of a deal, but sometimes I just need to check something.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Besides, you don't have to answer them anyway, you know.
No, I feel bad. I mean, but yeah, there's people that sometimes chat with me that I don't know very well. And
yeah.
I'm always like, hey, what's up? Good. Awesome. Sounds great. That's usually the line that goes to everybody. But again, I'm not that big of a deal. I mean, there's people that have paparazzi outside their door every 2 seconds. I think I can handle a couple random chats.
I suppose, yeah. So you know, talking about social media, I guess Twitter has overhauled the website, and now it adds photos and video right there on Twitter. So
really?
I guess they realize people are like really getting bored with this shit. Because there's, you know, there's nothing on it. I mean, just people talking to the world, you know. Nobody making much sense. And so now they partner with YouTube and, you know, other websites and stuff. So it can be embedded in YouTube itself. I mean, in Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny. I think that's why people get tired of this shit.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I'm here. I'm at the Dunkin' Donuts on 3rd and Vine. Like, what are you doing at Dunkin' Donuts?
I know. What is that about?
Stop what I'm doing. Go see you at Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. The status thing's fun, but I think, yeah, I don't do Twitter that much. I mean,
yeah,
I barely do Facebook.
I don't, you know, not many people that I know, although it's very popular, you know, but I tried it a few times. It's just not, it bores me.
Yeah. I'm not into tweeting.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Facebook is a lot more fun. It feels like a community, you know? Twitter doesn't feel like a community. It just feels like a bulletin board where people just post things, you know? You can't even respond. Like, you know, if you respond to someone, not privately, but just in general and stuff, there's no continuity to anything.
Well, what do you,
you
think
know?
About
you
revamping?
See the conversation.
They're revamping it with what? Photos and what else?
And video.
Okay, you think that's going to change it?
It's probably going to help a little bit, I'm sure.
Welcome to 2010, Twitter. I mean, photos and video. I think it's about time.
Yeah.
But I don't really know if that's going to... I mean, I don't know. Facebook is kind of it, right?
It really is.
It's not going to last forever.
It passed Google as the most visited website on the web.
It passed Google?
It passed
I thought
Google.
It was the number one Googled site.
Well, maybe that too, but no, but it surpassed Google as far as how many people go to the site. And Google has a lot of people.
Google owns the world in that
yes,
regard.
Yes, they
in
do.
The cyber world.
Right.
So now Facebook beat them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, Google was trying to start a Google page thing. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's called Buzz. They're still trying to do it. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But then Apple is trying to do something with Ping. And that's like to make iTunes a social network.
Oh.
So people can share music experiences and likes and dislikes. But I don't know if that's going to take off. Who knows? Everybody's trying to do the same thing.
We should do one.
Yeah, all right.
like
they
Radio.
Really need our shit, you know?
LA Talk Radio, come on and log in and have your homepage.
Oh, I see. Oh, you mean on our website?
Yeah,
oh.
People sign in.
I'm not doing that. It's too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to give their name and everything, you know? But you know what I am going to do?
What?
I just figured this out. I'm going to do like a few surveys, like on our website and stuff on Facebook, just to find out like how to improve the station and everything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But what I'm going to award people I want to give away internet radios like the one we have here, the Logitech Squeeze Box. It's a little radio that you can listen to internet radio without the computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's
That's
really
what that
cool.
is? I never knew. I thought it was like radio.
No, well, no, not a regular radio. It's for internet radio. So it's really cool. You know, it looks like a regular radio, but it's digital, and you can get any internet radio website on there. So it's really cool. So I'm going to give those away like to entice people to participate
like,
in the surveys and stuff.
Should you fire Kara?
Yeah, what do you think of Kara from 1 to 5?
Y'all, be good.
Yeah, from sucks to awesome.
I've had a lot of great responses from people. I'm really grateful. Maybe the people that don't like me just aren't saying anything.
Maybe
and
not.
And if that's the case, keep it shut.
No, but I think we've got a pretty good show. You know, I listened to the replays. Excuse me, to write the
edit
summaries and everything, you know, so.
Your summaries are funny.
Are they, you think?
They're always like, you go for the ballsiest. We'll touch on some subject for 2 seconds. That's the most graphic for 2 seconds. And then that's what ends up in the summary, which makes sense for trying to sell a show. But, you know, it's just really funny.
Maybe that's what sticks in my mind. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But at any rate, I think we got a cool show.
So I'm
entertained.
Oh,
that's
no, I'm
all
having
that matters.
Yeah, I know. All that matters is that I show up somewhat on time and that Sam is entertained.
Somewhat on time, yes.
You know.
In the vicinity of 10 o'clock.
Let me ask you a porn question.
A porn question?
Not really porn.
Why would you ask me a porn question?
Well, you've watched
it. It's funny. You know, when people, like people in the station, when they want to invite me to their show, they're like, they always like, oh, we're going to be talking about sex next week or something. Do you want to join us? Or like, I'm like, why do you always come to me when it comes to sex? You know,
well,
why am I associated with it?
You're like the most, you're always so like ready and eager to talk about it and make any
subject
that.
Yeah, but you know, this show is not only about sex. You know?
No, I know. But I think that you've kind of, I mean, prior to me being on the show, didn't you have a lot of porn stars and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Do you miss those days?
No. No, I mean, I'd have them coming in anyway. It's just that the sources dried up.
Well.
Yeah. No, I mean, we would have brought them. They're very interesting people, believe it or not.
No, I actually have friends that are in the business.
Yeah, it's
cool people. I just don't want to be like a show about it.
Well, it's not. It's not. But yeah. But I don't know. I've been promised. Except that what happens is, I guess, all these chicks, they go out late, they work late, and then they don't like to get up early in the morning. You know?
No.
So it's hard to get them in here.
Yeah.
That's why Playboy Radio gets all of them at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at something. How do I get into this? Because this is bad. I was on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And
is that the porn question, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I wanted to see what other women look like naked that had big boobs.
Okay. Sounds good. I could have directed you right straight to them.
I was curious because I live with, you know, I don't really see a lot of women. I don't know. I don't really see a lot of women. You just want to know, like, how you look. Like,
right,
is this
exactly.
normal?
To compare.
Exactly. It was kind of a curious thing. So I looked, I Googled it, and I felt even guilty doing it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so bad.
I'm
like,
looking for porn.
I erased my history on my computer in case my roommates come on my computer. you know, like, I just wanted to know, like, what these girls look like that are real boobs, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so I looked at a few things, and I was like, okay. And it just kind of made me open to seeing that world as like, you know, how do you find, if you look at that stuff all day long, or if you look at it frequently,
uh-huh.
I can, because I looked at it for just quickly, you know,
right.
And I saw so many pairs of boobs, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, I'm boobed out. I get it. It's normal. It's pretty much the same, you know, in its own way. And,
So did it make you feel good, bad, indifferent?
Neither, actually.
Really?
I mean, it didn't really...
I mean, what did you see? You saw some, like, different sized bodies and stuff? With...
No, I was looking at just natural breasts.
Right.
To see what they look
like.
So it
was different body styles. I mean, if they're natural, are they, like, amateur people? Or are they actors?
No, I don't know. I just
or
Googled
models,
it. There's, like... I mean, some of it was really tacky and gross. Like,
what did you Google? Big tits? No, I mean, what did you Google?
Breasts, like just big breasts. Natural big breasts.
Natural breasts, okay.
Okay.
So are there sites, you know, expressly for these things?
Specifically just the breasts.
Okay.
And it was more like I was curious, like how do I look, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of my friends don't have big boobs.
Okay.
And they're all like usually like really little,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was actually with a girlfriend of mine, and she and I were looking at it together.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I want to see how this looks. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't anything abnormal or it was fine. But I just,
yeah,
I kept looking at it, I was looking at the page, you know, and I was thinking, you know, if I was a guy, wouldn't I get tired of this or wouldn't I start to feel a sense of, it's not that exciting if you could see
like
it all
desensitized?
Yeah, kind of like. You know, like this, like for the example, like if you're going your normal day and you don't see any, boobs or nakedness at all. Mm-hmm. And then you're with a woman and then, you know, you start getting dressed. How, like, exciting that is.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. That level to taking it to where you're looking at it, mm-hmm. like, frequently, even daily, looking at it online, which I know most...
Like an object.
I know a lot of guys do. Right. How much that it becomes desensitized. And I was thinking that as a woman, because I think I look really good, you know, personally. I like what I got going on here. I'm pretty proud of it. But when I was looking at all the photos and stuff, I was like, how does a guy even give a shit if you look good or not? Because does it, if he's looking at this all the time, uh-huh. like, he doesn't even know what looks good anymore because he's, like, desensitized to just seeing boo, 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 boo. You know, it's like in his face.
Right.
You know what I mean? As a woman, I was like, this kind of, you know, would suck. You know, the person that, you know, my man friend, he doesn't look at it.
Yeah.
Not that he hasn't seen stuff, but, you know, he doesn't like
it. That's what he tells you.
Well, no, I mean, he's pretty honest. He's pretty honest about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
So are most guys. Guys don't admit they look at porn.
I feel like everybody admits that they look at porn.
No, nobody does.
That's not true.
Okay, no. Okay, not nobody.
I feel like it's celebrated. I feel like guys are like, "Yeah, hey, porn, hey, porn."
No,
like
unless you know them.
You know, no, I mean,
I don't think guys pride themselves in looking at porn.
I think that there is the people that keep it hidden, and that are ashamed of it.
Right.
And then there are people that look at it like there's no problem.
Right, and celebrate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that there's some people that have looked at it occasionally.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And then there's guys that, you know, I mean, I don't know. Let's just say that's the category.
Right. And so what you saw must have been pretty tame because you were just looking for breasts. You weren't looking
yeah,
for
I didn't
full
look
nudity
at,
or anything.
No, not really. I mean, I did see a little nudity, but I wasn't looking for, like, press play or any action. Just photos just to see.
Right, right.
You know, just a curiosity kind of thing. Especially because I live with girls and every girl I've lived with has, like, not big boobs.
Right. But, you know, I mean, there's sites, I'm trying to figure out, because there's some sites of, like, professional models, and then there's sites with amateurs, you know?
Well, I think this was more just people.
Just regular people?
Yeah, but there was, like, really attractive women. There were, like, okay looking women or not very attractive.
Right.
I mean, there were some, it was a multitude of different women.
Right.
You know, and.
So you should start your own website.
What, a nude website?
Yeah, a nude website. You know how much money you'd make? Are you kidding me?
No, because I looked at that.
No.
I looked into it. No, I didn't really look into it. But no, actually, based on what I was told with stuff like that, I think the web thing, mm-hmm. that, like, there's a bazillion people doing it.
No, I know. But the thing is that what happens, I think people, like, will fall in love with a certain girl or something, mm-hmm. and then they'll go back to a website. Because, I mean, I sometimes wondered, why would anybody go to a website with only one chick on it? But the thing is, they, like, fall in love with you, you know? The girl will do, like, a webcam and stuff with them and things like that, you know? But I'll bet you... you won't even have to do, like, full nude, you know? I mean, if you just cash in on your breast and stuff, you can make a lot of fucking money. And people would fall in love with you on the web. And
thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
I find the reason why I left everything in Texas to move to L.A. is for this moment. This is what I've been hoping for since a child. Singing and dancing was to lead me up to...
Yeah, but, you know, you got to take advantage of what nature gives you, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. I think that there's a lot of things about being sexy and seductive and dancing and whatever. I understand the allure as a woman. You want to feel, it's an empowerment. You feel beautiful. But it doesn't just stop there. And I think that the bigger machine of it all, right. when you step back and not look at your pocketbook and you go look at the machine. And I understand. I mean, hey, I've been really broke. I know what it's like to kind of go, hey, that's not that bad. You know, because you start to rationalize it. But... I think that the bigger machine is that what's the point of enticing men and having men think you're awesome and no one really knows you. You don't really know them. It's an illusion. And then what about the women that they're actually involved with, whether it be their wives or girlfriends or their future, whatever? It's like they've got to be compared to you, or they're never enough now, or you're their secret thing. I mean, because I'm a woman, and if I were to be with a guy that... You know, he loves me, but he gets fulfilled or he has a desire with someone else. I mean, that would just kill me.
Right.
You know, it would kill me.
Right.
It's like, what's the point? What's the point to be... What is the point?
But they would do it anyway. I mean, so why should you take responsibility for it?
Well, I can't be responsible for the whole machine,
yeah, exactly.
But I don't have to be a part of the machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think that's for different reasons. It's just because you're a... you know, decent, proper human being, and you want to plan a decent career, you know, which this
hey,
is not going to help.
Hey, I mean, no, it's not going to do anything good for me. I mean, it may put some cash in my pocket. How much?
A lot of cash.
How much
probably.
Are we talking?
Let me do a forecast for you and see if you'll do it.
My gosh,
no,
that would be awful.
You,
can you believe that? I cannot show my face in here. Oh my gosh, if I knew you went to a site where you saw my boobs, I would not be able to walk in here. I'd be like, fuck. I'd wear a mask. I would wear a mask.
Really? Well, that's, yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people that listen and then, like, watch it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it takes a certain type of person, I think, to be able to do that. You know, take off your clothes and let the whole world know. And we're talking just breasts. What about all the people with the hardcore and shit, you know? Like amateurs and stuff. You know, what do they tell their friends?
Their what do you family? Mean amateurs? Like amateur wannabe erotic people?
Yeah, like amateurs as opposed to like professionals that get all made up and the lighting is perfect and the
oh,
photographers
you, oh,
are perfect.
Oh, you're talking about people that are just going at it.
Yeah, just
like
amateurs, you know, like photographing their wives, their girlfriends, you know. I mean, you can't believe all the shit that goes on there.
I don't want to know.
You know? I mean, guys will photograph or videotape their wives with other guys and stuff like
that's
that.
Disgusting.
You know? Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Wouldn't you want to fucking annihilate the man?
Yeah, but I mean, they invite this. They
no, but I mean, to me, there's something in a man that has let down his masculine protective side if he's mm-hmm. willing to cash in on watching his wife get
yeah.
just.
But sometimes it's not for the money, you know? I mean, they just get turned on by that, believe it or not. I couldn't do it for the life of me. There's nothing attractive about it, but mm-mm. some people are like that. But
I mean,
you're
how do
right
you
about
relate,
the masculinity
healthy, yeah,
part
how do
of
you
it.
Have healthy relationships? I mean, I told the Texas guy, I was like, oh, I'm going to a burlesque audition, and then my phone cut out, and I'm like, I'll call you later. Mm-hmm. I called him later that night. He's like, what is this? He's like, I'm stressed out by this. What is it? Like, he's stressed out by that.
Uh-huh.
By that.
Yeah.
You know? Can you imagine? Hey, I started a website. Don't worry. It's just me on the website.
Yeah.
You know.
Me and my boobs.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's funny. What if you had? What if your daughter wanted to do something like that?
Oh my God.
Can you
I'd jump off a building.
Would you?
Yeah.
If she was like, hey Dad, look. I mean, don't look. But hey Dad, listen, I'm starting a website.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and my whatever. And it's doing really good. Anyway, yeah. Just giving you a heads up.
No, I couldn't deal with it.
I know, as a father, what do you feel? What's the emotion that runs through you when you're like, your kid is naked on a webcam somewhere?
I don't know. What would you feel? Betrayal?
I don't know. I don't have kids, but I mean, I can imagine an embarrassment.
Embarrassment, of course.
It's your child.
Yeah. I would imagine a lot of anger.
Yeah. Probably be pissed, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But could you make her not do it?
I don't know how you can.
I mean, could you intimidate the hell out of her?
Yeah, no, except it's not going to happen with my daughter, so I don't think that's a problem. You know?
Why would it never happen with your daughter?
Because he's, like, totally anti these things, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She's still trying to figure out herself at 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, kids are good. It's just, you know, I don't know that I'd be, you know, I think we were talking about this with my wife the other day, and how it's always preferable to have the kids when you're younger, you know, when you have the energy for them.
I just got a message from from Chris. He said, I agree with Sam completely. You should start a web show. I'll keep you posted, Chris. Thanks.
I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of fans.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah. Well, think about it. People would pay money to see you take off your clothes. That's not a big deal.
I mean, it's not very original. Then what happens when I want to actually have a family and I've got kids and that shit's out there?
Mm.
Or what happens with your career? You want to be, like, taken serious and everybody's like, but you're on a webcam, you nasty webcam girl.
Yeah. What about Playboy? Would you pose a Playboy for $1 million?
You know, I used to say I wouldn't, and I probably wouldn't, and I'm probably sure they're never going to ask me, so we're safe. But There's something about it that would be fun and would be like, oh yeah, you know, just get all girled up and, you know, have it done tasteful, not like you're having sex with a tree or something nasty like that, but you know, something pretty. But then I'm kind of like, I don't really, I just don't think that the world, that's something the world needs to see, you know? Like, there's something about showing everything you have to everybody. And I don't mean that just physically, but in this case, obviously physically. It's like, what's sacred? Like, what matters? And I mean, yeah, sometimes you'd like to not care and just go with it and have fun. But then there's always side effects. There's always consequences for a reason, because there's something in that that's layered where you're like, there's nothing for you anymore. There's nothing that's... Yeah. Just you.
Well, but I hear that many women actually fantasize about modeling and Playboy.
Oh, no, there's a lot of girls.
So I wonder what the incentive is there.
Well, I think women want to feel adored. I think there's something intrinsically built into women where there's a great beauty, great book called, whatever, I can't remember the book, but it's by John Eldridge. I think it's called Wild at Heart. But it talks about a lot, it's really more about men, but one of the things it touches on is women, and it says, you know, women want their beauty to be enjoyed. Women want to feel beautiful, and they want it to be celebrated and enjoyed with the man that they're with. It's supposed to be for the man, you know, and for themselves, obviously. And there's a social element to it. But generally what he's talking about is that intimate kind of, like, women want to just be adored for their beauty. And there's something really pure about that, and really, really good. But I think that it can be taken to a place where it becomes this, like, monster of, like, I've got to be loved. I've got to be the sexiest thing in the world. And it's just like this. I just spit on my computer. I got into it. But then I think it just went into this, like, this weird thing where it's never enough. It's never enough. And then you got to do more. You got to do more. You got to do more. Now you got to be posing here. Now you got to be doing this, you know?
Not necessarily.
No, you don't have to.
You're taking it to the extreme.
I don't think I think that it is extreme, but I think it's really what I'm talking about.
No, I know. I'm just trying to figure out why women would want to do that. I mean, why it's like a dream for a girl, for a teenage girl to do that. You know, I mean, what's attractive about
it? I just think they feel beautiful. I think there's a sense of them.
They want to feel beautiful.
Yeah, I think they want to feel beautiful. I think it's like the epitome. Is that the right word? It's the height of, if I'm on this magazine.
The apex.
There we go. That sounds good. I'm on this magazine and I'm bearing it all and I'm like the object of every man's affection. Then I now feel validated and I feel beautiful and I feel affirmed.
I see. Okay.
You know, I think that's really what it's more about.
I see. That makes sense.
You know, and I can understand that. There's a sense of affirmation you get when you feel sexy and you feel, you know, you get that attention.
Yeah.
But I don't really know if that's the healthy way to get that affection and attention.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. By doing a centerfold.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe some women enjoy the fact that the thought that guys masturbate to their image and stuff, you know. So,
but, like, I don't think that's what they're thinking.
I don't think they're thinking
I think they're
that,
thinking, like, I think they're thinking, like, oh, wow, I'm beautiful.
Right.
And then, but if a girl's like, a guy's like, quack, 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 quack.
Guys desire me. Yeah.
If a girl's thinking about a man doing that, that's just, ugh. And that would make me feel guilty, too. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. God is pissed at me.
All right. Well, we're at the end of the show. Oh, we have a couple minutes. Why does it say 10? Okay. Well, I think there was one more thing I wanted to bring up. I don't remember, but what was it? I don't remember now. I knew it would escape my mind. I knew there was something I wanted to say, and I wouldn't remember it, but that's okay. At any rate, okay, well, we might just as well wrap up.
Anyway, it's been
what
fun,
the
guys.
Hell, yeah. We were going to keep you here for a couple more minutes, but, you know, it just didn't work out that way. So, Kiara, what about you? Any running today? Have you been running at all?
I've been eating lettuce.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to eat lettuce for a while.
Eat lettuce like a bunny?
Yeah, I started yesterday eating lettuce.
Okay.
No, 2 days ago I started eating lettuce.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to eat lettuce.
And that's your diet?
Yeah, literally. Till 2 weeks.
You're crazy.
Yeah, well, it works.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. Today's Wednesday. We'll be back here on Thursday.
been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.